This is Chandradasa with the Buddhist Centre Online, another special edition of Buddhist Voices. We're here today at the opening of the Sangrauchta Library here at Adistana in Herefordshire in England. And I'm very happy to be joined by Vidya Devi, who's about to give a talk actually in the next hour to formally launch the library and a new book by Sangrauchta, which she'll tell us about. Welcome, Vidya Devi.
Thank you very much.
So we're sitting in this rather marvellous space. We'll put up some photographs with the recording. A few months ago this was all, well, not derelict, but definitely down on its luck.
Well, it was all very empty, but I always thought it had the makings of a good library. I think actually it was initially designed as one, but of course it was just empty. But then we started planning how to lay out the rooms, and then we had the great good luck of being given some shelves from Foyle's bookshop in London were refitting.
That's right.
And they, it's funny, because I'd not long before that, with Ratnadharani's help, we'd measured the rooms to work out the shelving plan that would fit the books that had been sitting here waiting to be shelved. And then we got this offer from Foyle's, and it was more or less exactly what we needed. So, perfect.
Famous Foyle's bookshop in London.
Absolutely, yes. Well, and really, Bhante would have known it very well himself from his bookshopping days in London as a young man.
That's a great kind of thing, isn't it, to have those bookshelves from that place in here. Yeah. So how many books are we talking about? How many books do you know roughly do we house in Sangrauchta's library?
Well, I don't know quite where it comes from, but I have a figure of 11,000 books in mind.
Wow.
And that's Buddhist books, Dharma books, and also non-Buddhist books. It's quite an extensive poetry collection, biographies, philosophy, and those books have, you know, been in his own flat over the years. So this here is really the first time they've all come together in one space. And they're all open for everybody to go and consult, of course.
And it's really fantastic just walking around for 20 minutes today, like some really new books, some books that have been published in the last 20 years, but also Sangrauchta's own books from quite a long time ago, before our movement had come into being, in a way.
Absolutely. Well, as he says himself, the nucleus of the library was the books he brought back from India, from Kalimpong. And a lot of those, because at that time, well, there weren't many Buddhist books around, frankly, and he says there were always really celebrations when a new sutra was translated into English. But he was in contact with a lot of the Buddhist writers of the day. He used to bring together a magazine called Stepping Stones, and people like Lama Govinda and Edward Konza and Narada Tera, all these people would contribute to the magazine, and often they'd send Bhante their own books, so that way he built up a collection. So some of the books we had fun when we were setting the library up, gathering the ones we thought came from those Kalimpong days and kind of putting them on the special shelves. But it's very interesting, their inscriptions. I mean, not all of them survived. Apparently some got eaten by white ants in Mumbai on their way over.
It's such a good Indian story.
I know.
What happened to your books? Oh, some white ants ate them.
Yes, I'm afraid that's true. But still, and you know, they have a sort of lovely wabi-sabi, kind of beautiful, shabby sort of feeling about them somehow. But also, well, it was very interesting talking to Bhante about this. I said, well, you know, do you remember which the books were? Which is actually not a daft question to ask Bhante, because he does tend to remember that sort of thing. But he said, well, if you look at the bibliography of an early edition of the Survey of Buddhism, that'll tell you, because those very books were the books on which he based that whole work, really. So it's very interesting to have contact with Bhante's library of that time, because it shows, in a way, it's the origin.
And just to locate people in time with that, so Survey of Buddhism is written when?
1957,
that's right. Yeah. So you're talking about books that are 55 years old, at least 55 years old in his possession.
Yeah.
So it's fair to say you're probably Sangrauchta's principal literary editor.
I wouldn't know about that. A lot of people have done it. No.
You're being very modest, but you have edited his Essential Sangrauchta,
That is true. And yes, I have been ever since I was a lass and lived in Norwich and worked on Mitratar, so at least it goes back a long way. And in fact, that's how I first met this library, because I used to research footnotes for Mitratar, and the library was based at Pavaloka then, so I used to go off on the bike to Pavaloka. And again, it was this feeling that these books really are the basis, at least the written basis, of Bhante's teachings, because I used to find that even some really quite obscure sounding thing, I could usually find it somewhere in the books, because that's where it had all come from to begin with. You know,
that's right.
So it's very interesting.
It's an interesting conversation, because we work, Dharma Chakra, who produce the Buddhist Centre Online and Free Buddhist Audio, work with Bhante's oral archive, which is often the foundation for the books.
That's true.
I know you a little bit, and I know that you've got a great fidelity to books as a medium. In fact, I think it's fair to say you completely love books. Mm-hmm. Even you love books to a certain extent. Mm. And you'd be a very good person to get a sense of Sangharakshita's relationship to the book. Mm. You know, what is this library likely to mean to him, given that his own relationship to literature has been one of real love throughout his life?
Yes, well, I was going to say, I mean, if you think I'm a lover of books, you know, think of Banting. Well, in a way, his whole life really has been in relation to books, you know, from his very early education, you know, those years when he was ill and learned from encyclopedias, and then coming across Buddhism for the first time through the medium of books that he bought in London. And then all the way through, really, I suppose there's a parallel as well between his Dharma life and then his love of poetry, his love of literature. And to be able to bring his poetry collection and his literature collection and so on to also be here in this building kind of is a sort of completion in a way, because all of that has been very important to him. Well, as you'll know yourself, never a talk goes by without some mention of the poets that mean so much to him. You
know? Yeah, yeah.
It really is an integration that way.
Yeah. And your involvement with the setting up of this library, what's been involved in it for you?
Oh, well, it was a bit by chance. As it happens, I live in Herefordshire. I've lived here about 10 years longer than Adistana, over on the other side of the county. So once we were neighbours, I just came to realise that a bit of help was needed in getting the library established, because all the books had been moved over from Birmingham, and it's Kalyana Prabha, who did a really wonderful job over there, really taking care of the library and packing it all up. But then the question was, how exactly was it going to work here, and so on. And it just seemed as though some help was needed, so I got involved that way. And, we had a good time in, I think it was September. I just wrote to a bunch of other women order members who I could think of who might enjoy coming and playing libraries, and we just had a very, very good time. And it was really, really hard work. It was very tiring. We had the hall out there that's now so empty and beautiful. It was full up to taller than me with enormous boxes of books. Mm. So it was, I think there were about 300 boxes that were about, I don't know, 2 feet cubed or something like that. Immense, just physical quantity. So we all got very tired, but we did enjoy ourselves.
Well, I was here about, maybe 18 months ago, just before Adisana opened, and that hall was full of rubble. Bits of broken banister and all sorts. So it's an amazing transformation. Mm. Any particular surprises, particular delights that you've come across in the library so far?
Some really funny things. I was running a competition on who could guess which figure there were the most biographies of. So,
okay, can I have a guess?
Okay, go ahead.
Which figure are there the most biographies of? Probably not Dr. Ambedkar.
No, actually there is a full collection of Dr. Ambedkar's own writings here. So,
But biographies-wise? Dr. Johnson.
It's a good guess. He was in the top five, I think.
Reveal the whole.
Okay, it was D.H. Lawrence. I think 17 biographies of D.H. Lawrence.
Of D.H. Lawrence, well, that does actually make a certain kind of sense. If you spend some time, folks, reading Sangharakshita.
Yes, that is true. Although I think also there were quite a number of biographies of, I think it was St. Francis of Assisi, which is quite surprising.
Yeah, well, he does reference the little flowers of St. Francis in various places, doesn't he? Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sort of random things like that. I think some of the books that have turned up in the library weren't originally Bantes. They must have been people's extra books that, you know, as the library passed through wherever it was living, got added to it. So, but actually, there is a reference library here as well, because the books that were part of the Dharmavastu project have ended up here. There's a lovely seminar room that has a kind of a floor-to-ceiling collection of reference books for study. So
it's really, really great to be here at the start of what's presumably going to be a very special place for people who want to study the Dharma, particularly within our community.
Well, I think so. I mean, I think it's interesting that the residential rooms that are here are being thought of as sort of rooms for pilgrims. And I think there is a sort of element. I've become aware of the old tradition of people walking the Silk Road with books of the Dharma, you know, and they go on a long pilgrimage. And in those days, people really did travel a long way. Well, both to go to, say, Nalanda and learn, and then go back to their home country with texts that they could sort of disseminate. And I think that's a suitable sort of metaphor, really. Adistana seems to have something of that about it already. You know, there is a way that people do gather here. Keep meeting people I've not seen for years and years just suddenly appear here.
And do you have any sort of personal vision for the library, what you'd love to see happen here?
Well, I think I'd like it to feel like a really open and welcoming space, and I really like it that the library is conceived of as also having an exhibition space, and that will all happen in time for Banti's birthday this summer, hopefully, his 90th birthday. There'll be an exhibition here based on Banti's books, but also sort of artefacts and different aspects of his own life and history, I think, is the plan. And I like the idea that this will be a very beautiful space. But also, I mean, that atrium, even if it had nothing in it at all, but just a chair, it's got a fantastic, beautiful, big window, and you can just sit there and just look at the sky for as long as you like. And I think that idea that, you know, books aren't just dusty old things, they're people speaking to you with something to say, and then just to be able to go and sit there and just think about it, that's what I like.
We heard this morning from Vajragupta here at Adistana about Sangharakshita being buried within sight of the library, which I thought was really lovely, the idea that in death, you know, he wants to be able to see the library.
Yeah, well, and you can look out through those windows out into the landscape, and that's where his burial place will be. So there's a sort of fittingness about it all.
Well, listen, I know you have to get ready for your talk. Thanks very much for taking the time to speak to us about the library. And hopefully you can follow some coverage of the day, if we can get a fast enough internet connection going out here in the countryside.
Yeah.
But we'll be back soon with more Buddhist Voices. That's all for now. Thanks.